Welcome to Everyday Magic, where we explore adding pops of magic to your everyday life. I'm Michelle Leffler, shamanic energy alchemist and owner of Living Moon Meditation, where I help people find balance in their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. It's my honor to help you incorporate magic into your mundane life. Let's get started. There's a lot of buzz lately around Yoga Nidra, but you may not know exactly what it is. Many people refer to it as yogic sleep, and while that's true, it's not exactly sleep. Traditionally, we practice Yoga Nidra while awake. Do you know the basics of Yoga Nidra? Let's find out. Yoga Nidra is a form of deep meditation that takes a practitioner to the fourth state of consciousness known as Chariya. This state of consciousness is our underlying pure consciousness. It resides deeper in our mind than the three states of consciousness that most people are aware of: waking state, dream state, and deep dreamless sleep. Because we go past the first three states of consciousness into Chariya, it is often called yogic sleep. We do this, however, in a state of wakefulness. So how does Yoga Nidra work? Practicing Yoga Nidra allows us to tap into the vast, unlimited abilities of Chariya. If you have ever thought it would be great to learn by osmosis, you can. Yoga Nidra allows you to do so. During Yoga Nidra, the practitioner listens to the voice of the guide. The guide serves the purpose of taking the practitioner to the state of Chariya, and it is there that learning can occur without the interruption of our thoughts that take over during waking and dreaming states. Towards the beginning of the practice, the guide will have the practitioner state silently the resolve that he or she wants to manifest. This manifestation takes place once we reach Chariya. Keep in mind, though, it's not a once and done thing. We don't immediately manifest our resolve in one session. It takes repeated, regular sessions to manifest our resolve. Sometimes it takes a few sessions, and other times more. It is, however, particularly noteworthy that whatever our resolve is will happen if we keep up our Yoga Nidra practice. Yoga Nidra and its benefits are available to anyone. If you struggle with traditional yoga asanas or physical postures, you can practice Yoga Nidra, as it's not a physical practice. We traditionally practice Yoga Nidra while lying in Savasana or corpse pose. If lying flat on your back isn't comfortable for you, it's possible to do Yoga Nidra while lying on your side or sitting in a chair. This is most helpful for those who tend to fall asleep while meditating in Savasana because, again, Yoga Nidra is traditionally done while awake.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Let's shift your energy. Start with my free quiz I made just for you. You'll get personalized tips for getting unstuck based on where your blocks are. You can find it at bit.ly/getunstuckchakraquiz. I have the link in the show notes for you.
Now that you know more about what Yoga Nidra is, it's important to understand the outline of a typical practice. The first step is preparation. This is your getting ready phase, where you get in a comfortable position and quiet your mind and body. You will also begin to externalize your senses by noticing the feelings, sounds, smells, etc. around you and not inside of your own body. The second step is sankalpa. Your resolve should be positive, present, and powerful. It should be short enough that you can repeat it exactly the same way each time you say it. It's important to keep it in the present tense, saying your affirmation as if you're already living it. You will repeat this 3 times. The third step is rotation of body consciousness. This is a guided trip through the part of your body. The guide will state each body part quickly, and you let that part come into consciousness and then move on. It helps to relax your mind and body. Next, we have breath awareness. This is a period of observing and counting your breath. It helps to take you to a deeper state of relaxation and brings you down through the states of consciousness to Turiya. Next is opposite feelings and body sensations. During this phase, you will experience different sensations and their opposites. Teachers often omit this in beginning practices as it can sometimes bring up traumatic memories. The sixth step is visualization. This stage begins with rapid-fire visualization of random images and then becomes a visual scene. Then we come back to Sankalpa, where you repeat your Sankalpa 3 times as done previously. You set your resolve with the first set of repetitions. Now this repetition anchors your resolve into your deepest states of mental awareness. And finally, we end the practice. You will be guided back to the full state of waking consciousness. Your guide will lead you back through the reverse of how you were taken into the practice. The practice often ends with the guide chanting the mantra, Hari Om Tat Sat, which means, may you feel peace and directed toward truth. And that is Yoga Nidra in a nutshell. Now that you know what Yoga Nidra is, you may want to experience it for yourself. I do offer this as part of my services, so you can always contact me and find out more. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Everyday Magic. It's truly been my pleasure to talk to you today. If you like this episode, or you think it will be useful for someone else, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast app. If you've got any questions, send me a DM on Instagram at Living Moon Meditation. Remember, it's all about real magic for your real life. See you next time.